June 30, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Amazing Grace. Opening Prayer. Heavenly Father, improve my spiritual eyesight so that I see more clearly what your Holy Spirit is doing in me and in those around me. Read 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 18 through 29. David's Prayer. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, Sovereign Lord, and what is my family, that you have brought me this far? And, as if this were not enough in your sight, Sovereign Lord, you have also spoken about the future of the house of your servant, and this decree, Sovereign Lord, is for a mere human. What more can David say to you? For you know your servant, Sovereign Lord. For the sake of your word and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made it known to your servant. How great you are, Sovereign Lord! There is no one like you, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. And who is like your people, Israel, and to make a name for himself, and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations and their gods from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt? You have established your people Israel as your very own forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord God, keep forever the promise you have made concerning your servant and his house. Do as you promised, so that your name will be great forever. Then people will say, 'The Lord Almighty is God over Israel,' and the house of your servant David will be established in your sight. Lord Almighty, God of Israel, you have revealed this to your servant, saying, 'I will build a house for you.' So your servant has found courage to pray this prayer to you. Sovereign Lord, you are God. Your covenant is trustworthy, and you have promised these good things to your servant. Now be pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, Sovereign Lord, have spoken, and with your blessing the house of your servant will be blessed forever." Reflect. The old song urges us to count our blessings. List the blessings you have received in your life. It may take some time. This passage feels very like the New Testament. David is amazed at the grace he has received. "Who am I?" he asks. God has promised him and his family an eternal inheritance. God has opened the curtain and shown David the final piece in his salvation plan. In the future is another king, the King of Kings, whose kingdom is forever. David's response is almost one of disbelief. How is this possible? Why would you do this? The answer is love. God's gift is motivated by love. By the end of the passage, David understands and accepts everything as truth. Praise pours out of him. His gratitude is evident for all to see. I remember the first time in ministry someone gave our family a gift that blew us away. We needed a car, and a friend called from a garage to tell us God had told him to buy us one, and it was ready to collect. We couldn't believe it. Why would anyone do that? The answer was the love of God and the love of a friend. How much more, then, is our response to the grace we have received in Jesus? Why us? Who are we? We are the beloved of God, and like David's, our gratitude should be boundless. Apply. Write your own prayer of thanks for the grace you have received. Closing prayer. Father, with David, I ask, "Who am I, Sovereign Lord? And what is my family that you have brought me this far? Thank you for the grace and mercy you pour out on me and those I love each day."